Lesson 7. Armed but not dangerous. What is sometimes green, sometimes brown, sometimes gray, sometimes a mixture of all three colors, and has one head and eight arms? Here is a clue. The Greek word for eight is octo. If you guessed octopus, you're right. The octopus lives in holes or openings in the rocky bottom of the sea, where it protects itself from its enemies by changing its color to match its surroundings. In seaweed, it can turn green. On sand, it can turn brown. Against rocks, it can turn gray. For example, if it is attacked by a shark, it can change its color in an instant in order to blend into the background. The surprised shark is left wondering where the octopus went. It can also protect itself by ejecting a large blob of black ink-like liquid that acts as a screen. This confuses its attacker, who may go after the dark blob, giving the octopus a chance to escape. An octopus has no bones, so it can easily alter its shape. It can then force its way inside empty shells or under rocks or into very narrow openings. To be even safer, it may cover itself with stones or shells. The octopus's eight rubbery arms are very flexible and can easily be wrapped around even quite small objects. Each arm is equipped with two rows of fleshy, deeply set suckers that give it a powerful grip. The octopus uses its arms to seize other animals, such as crabs and lobsters, as they scurry along the seafloor. It can then use the two strong, horny beaks in its mouth to crack open the shell of its victim. The octopus has keen eyesight, which it needs because it hunts mostly at night. It has a large brain for its size, and it makes full use of its intelligence in its efforts to catch food. For example, if an octopus cannot open a clam, it will wait until the clam opens itself. When it does, the octopus will put a stone between the two shells so that they cannot close. Then it can get at the juicy clam without having to struggle. There are many different kinds of octopuses, and they are widely distributed throughout the world's oceans. They live mostly in warm, shallow water, not far from shore. The smallest ones grow to be no more than 2 inches across. The largest ones, which live in the Pacific Ocean, can grow to be 30 feet across, although their bodies might be only 18 inches. If, when swimming in the Pacific, you venture too far from shore, you may find yourself in the embrace of one of these creatures. If this should happen to you, it is best not to struggle. If you let your body go limp, the octopus will probably let you go. Although movies sometimes show them as terrifying and dangerous monsters, there is no reason to fear them. Around humans, at least, octopuses are usually shy and gentle creatures.